Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your opportunity to speak to you from the Change in Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We have been having some awesome, wonderful, dynamic, I mean, there is no other way to describe the services that we have been having over at the Change in Your Life Ministries. Broken hearts are really being mended. Souls are really being saved, set free, and delivered by way of the bishop, the man of God via the Holy Spirit. God is using the man of God in these last and evil days to go forth like never before. And because of that, there has been a quickening in his spirit for the family. There has been a quickening in his spirit for the family. He has been gearing all of his services towards building the family. And so, therefore, if you are listening to Pastor Jay right now, if you can hear my voice right now, I really encourage you to get to the Change in Your Life Ministries. Or if you're far, far away and you know someone in the surrounding area, like Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach, we're talking about Florida, and you have a family member, a loved one, anyone down this side, you need to direct them to us. Direct them to us. We are currently worshiping at the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The zip code is 33309. We are just a bunch of happy people that love our Jesus. We love serving our Lord. And we are a people that love people. And so we're telling you, no matter what you are suffering from, it can be an illness. It can be a broken heart. It can be depression. It can be bad news of a loved one or bad news from your health. It could be a debt that you're suffering and you cannot, amen, bear the pressure. It could be anything, a loss of job. Whatever it is, God has something to say about it. There is healing available for you in so many areas of your life. And most of the time, people think healing just come with some kind of bodily ailment. But healing is deeper than just a bodily ailment. We're talking about you as a whole. Some people are just suffering in their spirit, suffering in their mind, suffering, glory be to God, because of the cares and the pressures of life. And I'm telling you right now, when it weighs you down, there is a remedy for that. There is a remedy. And healing is available for that. And that's why we've been directing all traffic to where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is. Wherever you hear that the man of God is preaching, teaching via, it could be Blog Talk Radio, and you might be in the Bahamas, you might be, glory be to God, in Jamaica, you might be in wherever you might be in Georgia, you might be in Atlanta. But if you tune into Blog Talk Radio, you can hear the man of God. You can hear it on this same station via the internet. And those of you following the ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson, you know that God has given him a word for you. Because every time you hear the man of God, something is clicking in your spirit to just motivate you to go another further. I'm telling you right now, and that's why we have been directing all traffic. Did I say all traffic? All traffic. I don't care where you are. No matter where you are, you can make it to one of our services. You could be in Africa right now. But if you need something from God and you within yourself know that the
prophet, that's your word, or that's your miracle, that's your healing, that's your deliverance, then I suggest that you get on a plane, get on a boat, get on whatever you can get on. If you got to ski here, if you got to get on a jet, whatever it takes, just get to the land of God. You have to press your way. And I use that as an example to tell you how imperative, how necessary it is for you to get where your healing is. Potty cake, and this ain't no time to play hopscotch and tree-lee-lee and, you know, all those proud they used to play. This ain't no time for that. This is no time for you to back up, blow it, be the gospel of God. That's a stop for you because of what you're going through. Because there is a remedy. There is healing available. And it is accessible to you. And so this ain't nothing that is so far-fetched that you can't get to it. Your miracle is right there. Your breakthrough is right there. Your healing is right there. Woman, your deliverance is right there. Young man, yes, you need to come. You need to get wherever you can at the moment. I don't care where you are. You can get on the internet and just put name in Bishop Hurricane Johnson, Hurricane Johnson, and you will see many things coming up. Glory be to God, different services and different things that the man of God is doing. And I'm telling you right now, you will be blessed by his ministry, no matter where you are. Glory be to God. I'm telling you this because you need to find a way. You need to find a way. And I'm talking to somebody that has been suffering for years. You have been suffering from this thing for years, but you need to find a way to get in contact with the mind of God. No matter what it takes, this healing that God has given you, in his mouth for you, is available and it is accessible. Right now, find a way. Via email, via Facebook, our email address. See, you can contact Pastor Jay at CYL Ministry. That's CYL Ministry, _ ministry, Pastor Jay at yahoo.com. That's CYL _ ministry, Pastor Jay at yahoo.com. If you can just do that, if you can go into Facebook and just log on to Bishop Johnson, and you're going to see his different pages coming up. Any one of those pages you can hit and inbox him and say, hey, I need Bishop Johnson. I need a word from the Lord. You can send one of your loved ones to the church. We have service on Mondays and Sundays every week. On Sunday morning, we had our Sunday school at 10 a.m. and our, glory be to God, our worship service at 11 a.m. On Monday nights, we're there. Come on down or send a word. Send somebody in your bed. You just want to get into San Francisco. Because I see it coming right now around the world. I mean across the nation for the man of God. Because you know that he has something in his belly for you. You know that your deliverance is in the mouth of this prophet. And so therefore you must look out. Reach out to him. Glory be to God. Find a way to get in contact with the man of God and reach out and let the man of God know what it is you're trying to contact him for. And I'm not talking about you that are out there pulling on every prophet, every minister you can pull on, every pastor you can pull on because you want some prayer. No, I'm talking about somebody that have a 911 and you feel in your spirit that this prophet, this man of God, and help you, and you got a gift. Glory be to God to give the man of God. Yes, I'm talking. When they went out to seek out the prophets, when they went to seek the man of God, no matter where they were, they could have been in the valley, they could have been on a mountaintop, on a hideout, seeking the face of God. But they would seek out the man of God, and when they find him, and they would bring a gift. Hallelujah. And they would place it at the man of God's feet. And the man of God would know just what to do. He would know how to pray. He would know how what prophecy to give because God will use him in that area. So I'm telling you right now, somebody out there need a word from the Lord. You need a real prophet. and you are seeking out Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Bring your gift and come. Glory be to God. Send for the man of God. And I say, bring your gift. Not because this is something you pay it for, but it is in obedience and in accordance to the scripture. And you've got to do this because what you're doing is you're telling God how serious you are. Glory be to God. You're leaving your gifts at the altar. And you're bringing your gifts so that a sacrifice on your behalf. And it will go up to heaven as a sweet telling Savior. I'm telling you right now, all you got to do is get to the man of God. Find a way. Find somehow. Be talking to somebody right here in Fort Lauderdale. I might be talking to somebody right here in Broward County. I might be talking to somebody in Palm Beach County. I might be talking to somebody in Africa, Jamaica, Bahamas, somewhere, Georgia, Atlanta, wherever you are. It don't matter where you are. Find a way to contact the word of God. Because in this season, your breakthrough is available. In this season, your breakthrough is accessible. All you got to do is get to the prophet. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You have to be like that woman with the issue of blood. She pressed her way to the crowd. She did the do's and the do nots. And there were some laws regarding her circumcision. There were some laws regarding her position and her illness at that time. And she knew that on the set of the doubt that she should not down the street. She shouldn't be among the people. Glory be to God. But she has to think like, hey, do I want this or not? Should I stay? Should I go? So she was woman in the spirit, but guess what? She said, I need my healing. I need my breakthrough. And Jesus is coming this way. And I heard that he can deliver. I heard that he can set free. I heard that he can heal it. Glory be to God. I heard that if I can just touch him, I will be made whole. I heard if I can just hear his voice, I will be made whole. And that woman forgot about everything that she wasn't supposed to do to get her healing. Everything that she wasn't supposed to do to get her blessing. And she broke through the rules and the regulations, and she went to where Jesus was. She went to the crowd where Jesus was. And the Bible declares that she touched the hem of his garment, was made whole. You know the story. Glory be to God. People tell it in so many different ways. But I'm here to let you know that she touched Jesus. That's what happened. And he turned around and said, who touched me? Glory be to God. Who touched me? The disciples looked at him as if, you know, he was crazy because the crowd was pressing and it was so many people around him, and anybody at any point could have just touched or pushed or shoved at any point because there were so many people around. Why would you ask to touch you? And all these people, he said, power and virtue left my body. Somebody got healed. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got set free. I felt the power left my body. Somebody came from afar. Somebody was there. They say they shouldn't have been. Glory be to God, and they got their healing. Oh, this is so serious on today. You're in this same position right now. You're in this position, and you're already giving up. You're already giving up because you're saying there ain't no more healing for me. I might as well live with this illness. I might as well live with this condition. I might as well get used to taking this medication. I might as well just get used to it. I mean, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, after 12 o'clock, you're taking your medication. Glory be to God, and you didn't get used to it. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm here to let you know that there is healing available for you. All you have to do is negotiation unto God. You bringing your gift as an act of obedience unto God. You can't beat God given no matter how you try. It will initiate your healing. It will initiate your blessing. It will initiate. Oh, glory be to God. I wish somebody out there would hear what I'm telling you right now. I wish somebody out there would listen to Pastor Jay and do exactly what I'm saying. It don't matter where you are. Reach out to the man on Facebook. Just look for Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Go to our send us an email, CYL_ministry, Pastor J@yahoo.com. Do whatever it takes. Get the word to Bishop Johnson that you need him. prayer that he has in his belly that God has given unto you. Pick your gift and reach out to the man of God. I'm telling you right now that deliverance will be available for you. You not need to play with this because you done been everywhere. You done seek out everything. You done been to doctors after doctors. Some of you, every week you're spending money on medication. Every week you're spending money on doctors. And you already owe for the emergency room. Come on, somebody. Your medical bill is so high. Glory be to God. And some of you have insurance, but you still have to pay different things. Hallelujah. But I'm here to let you know that there is complete wholeness, complete healing available for you. All you got to do is get there. The gift of faith is evident in the mind of God's life. So even if you, I'm telling you this, or somebody needs to catch this, oh yeah, I'm going against all the principles that you ever had right now, and I'm going to say it. Even if you don't believe, you don't have enough faith to believe because of the gift of faith and the waking of miracles because, glory be to God, of the healing, the gift of healing that the man of God carries, it's going to happen. You're going to get healed, baby. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be healed, and you can melt this down. If you have any strength in you right now, if you have any tenacity in you right now to reach out, any push in you right now to reach out to the man of God, I don't care where you are, you need to do so. Some of you that are in the surrounding area, because they're right in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, some of you that are in the surrounding area, our next step of service is this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Come on down. My God, I'm talking to somebody that is real close, and you need a breakthrough. You're suffering in your mind. You're suffering in your spirit. You're suffering in your body. Because guess what? You done let this thing mess your whole thing up, your whole self up, your whole will up, your whole emotions up. It has messed you up. Hallelujah. Not just your body, not just in mind, but in your spirit. And you need God. You need God to touch you. You need the prophet. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now that you need to saddle up whatever you need to saddle up and get. You got to push your way where the man of God is. You got to make yourself ready and get where the man of God is. The next scheduled service is this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Don't hold back. Don't retreat. Don't let nothing change your mind. Glory be to God. Don't let doubt and unbelief come in. All you got to do is get there. That's it. That's it. All you got to do is get there. Those of you that are there, I'm talking to you. They're right at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. My God, if you can just get there this Sunday morning, there is going to be a shaking. There is going to be a shifting. There is going to be a healing. There is going to be a deliverance. Telling you, you are about to come into your Rehoboth, baby. And Rehoboth means you're going to have enough room. There's enough room for you. Glory be to God to grow. There's enough room for you to heal. There's enough room to be delivered. There's enough room for your miracle. There's enough room for you. And you're going to have to feel your way through this thing. You're bearing witness to what I'm saying right now. And those of you that are, I encourage you to get to Bishop Hurricane Johnson. And this word that I'm giving you right now is for those of you that have an emergency on 911, and you can't play with it no more. It can't be hush-hush no more. You can't keep it on the down low no more. This is time to holler, scream, and kick. Hallelujah. This is time to break out of your box. Press. If you want your healing and your deliverance, and it's going to take you, it's going to take you because God has already anointed the man of God just for you. And all you got to do is get out there, start the man of God out, and come on down with your gift. And I want you to come, hallelujah, And once you bring your gift, woman of God, man of God, and you come, hallelujah, where the man of God is, or you send by way of whatever, Facebook, by telephone, email, whatever you can do to reach out to the man of God, once you do that, let me tell you what, I'm telling you right now, once you hear the voice of the man of God, that spell is going to be broken from over your life. That spell is going to be broken, destroyed from the root. All you got to do is get in one of these services or reach out to the man of God in any way, form, or fashion that you can. God is about to bring forth your miracle, but all you got to do is reach out and grab it. Well, this is Pastor Jay, and I'm going to be leaving you right now, but I want you to ponder everything that I've said. Matter of fact, glory be to God, don't contemplate too long, because the devil will come in and mess up your mind and cause you to miss the move of God, bring all kind of obstacle and what will happen if, and all kind of if and buts in your thoughts. But I'm here to let you know that you have to make a conscious decision right now. You have to be sober enough, and I pray in Jesus' name that you be sober enough to make a conscious decision right now that I'm going to get to the prophet. I'm going to get where the man of God is, because I tried everything. Now it's time for me to try this. If God is using him like Pastor Jay said, then let me go. If God is saying what he's saying to the woman of God, let me go. Let me show myself and get where I need to go to get my blessing, to get my healing, to get my breakthrough and my deliverance. It is at hand, and it's right there. Oh, my God, we got to go. This has been a very, very interesting time with you. We just had about 30 minutes, and I know we got in a bit late, but let me tell you what, it ain't too late for God. He has what you need. It is available, and remember, it's accessible for you. Get to Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Whatever you do, however you can, you must do it. Again, the next scheduled service is this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That zip code is 33309. Again, this is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm going to leave you with these words like the bishop, the prophet, the man of God, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson always say, hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you.